Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. During this half hour, we'll be featuring the top three Billboard Motown artists' lowest charting song on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Last Night and the Pips, The Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, Martha and the Vandellas, Michael McDonald, and Stevie Wonder. First up this half hour, Marvin Gaye and I'm Crazy About My Baby, right here on Motown.
But most of all, some understanding. And I've got all of the hugging and the kissing and understanding I won't. That's why I'm crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Mad about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
And I know, for sure, she crazy about me. Say they're nice and sweet as they can be. But I've got a woman. Suit me to a T. And now, oh, she may or not look like Venus. She's good enough for me. And I'm crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
Crazy about my baby.
And it's plain,
to
see, she plays about me.
Gotten to the point. Plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. She's a dancing machine.
Till the music stops now, yeah.
A Motown memory from the Jackson 5 Dancing Machine, and they reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974. Before that, Glass Nine and the Pips with Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, also reaching number 2 from 1972. And we started with Marvin Gaye's lowest charting song, I'm Crazy About My Baby, only reaching number 77 from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the top 6 Motown artists' lowest charting song on the Motown record label. Well, here comes the second most popular Motown artist, Michael Jackson, with We're Almost There. Well, Michael Joseph Jackson was born on August 29, 1958, and he died on June 25, 2009. Of course, he was an American singer, songwriter, dancer, and philanthropist. Known as the King of Pop, he is regarded as one of the most significant cultural figures of the 20th century. During his four-decade career, his contributions to music, dance, and fashion, along with his publicized personal life, made him a global figure in pop culture. Jackson influenced artists across many music genres. Through stage and video performances, he popularized complicated street dance moves such as the moonwalk, which he named, as well as the robot. The eighth child of the Jackson family, Michael made his public debut in 1964 with his older brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Marlon as a member of the Jackson 5, who when they left Motown was later known as the Jacksons. Well, Michael began a solo career at the Motown record label in 1971 while he was still part of the Jackson 5, and he became a solo star with his 1979 album called Off the Wall, which was recorded on the Epic record label. His music videos, including those for Beat It, Billie Jean, and Thriller from his 1982 album called Thriller, are credited with breaking racial barriers and transforming the meter into an art form and promotional tool. Well, here is Michael Jackson back on the Motown record label. His lowest charting song, We're Almost There, right here on Motown.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Michael McDonald with the Temptations smash hit Since I Lost My Baby. Michael recorded and released this song in 2003 on an album entitled Motown. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas and I'm Ready for Love, number 9 from 1966. And we started with Michael Jackson, We're Almost There, his lowest charting song on the Motown record label, only reaching number 54 from 1975. And this was the 6th of 9 charting songs on the Motown record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring the top Billboard Motown artist's lowest charting song on the Motown record label. We've reached the number one most popular Billboard Motown artist. Harvest. Here is Stevie Wonder and Gotta Have You, right here on Motown.
My own temptation, I'm enticed by what I
Stevie Wonder's lowest charting song, Gotta Have You. It only reached number 92 in 1991, and that was the second to last charting song on the Motown record label. And that song was taken from the movie called Jungle Fever, starring Wesley Snipes. Well, this hour, we feature the top six Motown artists' lowest charting song on the Motown record label.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.